And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Based in Bayfield, the Lost in the Woods Improv describes itself as seven local folks making fresh comedy and probably Wisconsin's northernmost improv ensemble. Their performances are in the spirit of Second City and Dudley Riggs, but with a twist. The troupe invites local celebrities to the stage to share their real-life stories as a launching point for zaniness. Here to tell us how that works are ensemble members Jonathan Small and Sarah Beadle. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, John and Sarah.
Thank you.
So before we get into the who, what, and why, I want to ask you about the where. You state you are the northernmost improv ensemble in Wisconsin. So have you ever performed on Devil's Island in the Apostles, which is officially the furthest north point?
Not yet.
That would be quite the show to get out there and do that.
Well, are you sure no other improv group is based there?
You know, I'm quite positive because I'm a sailboat captain and I regularly make trips to Devil's Island. In fact, it is possible that we could do that.
All right. So tell us your history. When and how did you start and why?
I guess I'm one of the founding members of Lost in the Woods. It all started in a conversation at the Adventure Club Brewing Tap Room. And
in a bar.
Yeah, in a bar. Of course, where else? It's northern Wisconsin. My wife and I were speaking with a gentleman that we had just met, and my wife mentioned improv, and he said, improv? And we were introduced to Deborah Dickey, who was another founding member, who had been doing improv in Chicago for, I think, 10 or 15 years. I myself had just graduated the Magnet Theater in New York City. And my wife and I moved back to Bayfield, where I grew up. I grew up in Ashland, Wisconsin. And I had kind of written off improv as a possibility leaving New York City. And as we were having that conversation, the manager from the bike shop next door walked in and said, what are you guys talking about? We said improv. And he said, oh, my God, I used to do comedy sports. And so right there, we had three people interested in doing improv. And so we started meeting regularly. I guess that was January 2021, and we did our first performance at South Shore Tap House, another bar in northern Wisconsin, in February 2021, and have been putting on at least two shows a month in northern Wisconsin for was almost 5 years now.
And did you always incorporate local celebrities?
No. Originally, we started off doing short-form games. It's much like you see on TV on Whose Line Is It Anyway? And we would improvise a scene or play a game based on whatever that suggestion is we got from the audience. As we have developed as a team, we've moved into long form. We are currently doing what's called the Armando, where we essentially have a monologist, and this is what you're speaking of with the local celebrity. They get a prompt from the audience. They tell a true story about their life. And then we, as a team, improvise and create scenes based on their story.
Sarah, do the guests always know what they're getting into? And does it always work?
You know, I would say the monologists don't always know what they're getting into, but yes, it always works. Some of these Armando shows that we've been doing have been some of our best. We're trained to listen to their story, and, you know, there's seven of us, so we can all pick out different things that catch our ear, and we can improvise a scene off of one word, you know? And so we've got a lot of material to work with, and that's what's kind of great about the monologists telling a longer, true story about their lives.
I didn't know there was a name for monologists. Well, here's a skit of yours. Coming off of a story by your guest, Bronte Gross, a Lake Superior boat captain who told about couch surfing at the home of a nudist, and this is an idea of what happened to the couch later.
Naked bottoms were on this couch.
Oh, yes. Oh, we always do that in France.
You can't sell this. It's been exposed. Are you insane?
Excuse me, I think this should be worth more.
Who sat naked on this couch? Who owned it first?
Brigitte Bardot. Oh. She owned it.
And that's a bit for the Lost in the Woods improv in Bayfield, improvising off of a story by local celebrity Bronte Gross. They're performing at Big Tot Chautauqua backstage tonight, December 4th at 7 p.m. with local Guinness World Record holder motorcyclist Bridget McCutcheon of Ashland as their special guest, or victim perhaps. So she's going to appear in her Power Ranger motorcyclist outfit.
I mean, I don't know what she's going to show up in, but she might.
I don't know, but you know, you just said Guinness record holder, and that makes me think of beer.
Well, you may challenge her on that. She, of course, has a very compelling story, having ridden her motorcycle around the world, according to the Guinness rules, and being the youngest person in history to do so. And we've had her on our program. What counts as a local celebrity?
Well, I mean, people of some kind of notoriety. We've had a park service ranger, and who else have we had? Let's see.
We had the owners of the bookstore in Bayfield. They're well known. You know, hard to go to Bayfield and not run into Julie Buckles, who owns the bookstore.
I'm curious about how you approach guests in the first place. When you ask people, do they say, I absolutely have to do that, or what is it you want me to do?
I think it's really easy and approachable for people that we ask. So, I mean, we're not asking anything too crazy. It's, you know, we appreciate what you've done in your life, and, you know, you're someone that our community looks up to. Most of the monologists have seen us before, so they do know a little bit of what they're getting into, and it's, you know, kind of incredible for them to see their own story retold and reimagined in an instant.
Does it ever accidentally get personal? You know, we all have triggers these days. You could refer that to your lawyer if you want.
But that's half the comedy, though, too. You know, we're making stuff up off the spot, and we just have to run with it. That's a big part of improv. We know we hold some responsibility there for making comedy that makes people feel good and doesn't bring people down.
All right. Well, we can't get enough of that in the world today. We've been speaking with Jonathan Small and Sarah Beto of the Lost in the Woods Improv. They're performing tonight at 7 p.m. at the Big Top Chautauqua Backstage in Bayfield. Thank you for joining us, John and Sarah.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And if you have something you think we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.